This is episode 83 of IDRA Class Notes.
Our children were not learning at the rate in which they should. But I don't think that was because of the children, of course. I think it was because of, you know, pure leadership. And once we sat down and we talked about all of the many structures, we decided this can work. And it has shown that, you know, we've increased our levels academically, and we've increased our participation in the Coca-Cola Valley Youth Program.
Well, today, I think we're going to have a real opportunity to look at an example of a school being turned around through the excellence and the quality of the leadership and the people who work at that school to provide good education for all kids. What you're about to hear is an example of a school that I was familiar with in its before state, a school in which there was not a great deal of hope and a great deal of aspiration about what the possibilities were for excellence in education. A school that was dark and was run down, had a bad reputation in terms of what it failed to do or could do for kids, bringing them to levels of excellence. A school with not a great deal of vision, where people did a lot of doing, but not doing that mattered, where kids were concerned. Teachers taught their content, they completed their papers, they did their lesson plans, but somehow or another, it never made a difference with regards to outcomes for kids. And then one day, a young man, an educator with a great deal of passion, showed up and began to think about, and with a great deal of clarity, to talk about the possibilities for excellence, for creating a school that could be turned around and begin to work, a belief in kids, and a belief in the possibilities that he and a staff could create with regards to academic excellence. And for me, it is an example of how the Quality School Actions Framework can be turned around when people of vision make up their mind and shoulder up their will to make a difference with regards to academic outcomes for kids and success for kids and families in schools. And so what you're about to hear is a conversation between one of our IDRA staff members and Dr. Lucian Brown, who is the principal, this principal of vision, this inspiration that made a difference in terms of what schools can do for kids. And so a school that was a place of not a great deal of hope, not the right kinds of thinking about what's possible for kids, now is a vibrant place. It's a place that is award-winning. It's a place where people believe, not only in their capacity to teach kids, but also a belief that the kids can rise to that level of expectation. And it shows how an inspired leadership can make a difference in terms of calling people to action and then people calling themselves to action and holding themselves accountable for producing schools that work for children. You should listen to this interview knowing that the difference in where this particular campus is today and where it was is literally like night and day, and that individuals and people of aspiration, people with dreams and vision, can make a difference. I think it is an example that has application across our nation. And so I hope you will listen to this interview with that thought in mind.
Let's start with telling us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Lucius Brown, principal of Atlanta Public Schools, John F. Kennedy Middle School. I've been here about 4 years. I didn't start out in education. However, I wanted to be an accountant. And by way of Griffin, Georgia, I came to Atlanta as a mathematics teacher. Then I became assistant principal at Benjamin S. Carson, also known as West Fulton Middle School. And I came to John F. Kennedy as an assistant principal and later became interim principal and now principal.
Now, John F. Kennedy Middle School has received a lot of attention and awards lately for its transformation. What are those awards, Dr. Brown?
A couple of them are Georgia Superintendent Distinguished Achievement Award, the Trailblazers Award, made AYP for 3 consecutive years, Atlanta Families Award with partnership with Coca-Cola and IDRA, Atlanta Families Award for Excellence in Education, and we've also received the Panasonic National Change Award.
And you also got the Principal of the Award from the Parents Teacher Association last year, am I correct?
Yes, you are correct. Principal of the Year.
Let's look back a bit. What was the school like before the transformation when you got here 4 years ago?
If you could imagine a dimly lit building, when you walked into the main office, there were a couple of broken pictures and some broken furniture, not inviting at all. So if you know if it wasn't inviting for parents, it definitely wasn't inviting for children. Very chaotic, no systems in place. And here we are today.
What did you see when we talk about transformation? Could you talk to us a little bit about actionable knowledge, engaging citizens, and or the change strategies in the school system fundamentals that you have put in place?
Well, you know, as it relates to the Quality Schools Action Framework, there are different levers of change, one being accountability of leadership, and one is enlightened public policy, which leads to actually the change strategies.
And what did you see were the key areas that you focused on?
Of course, you know, we had community capacity building, which we definitely had to have, and we didn't have the community support. A true coalition in the building between the actionable knowledge and actual governing, and, you know, building school capacity, not only within children, but within the teachers as well.
Now, part of the Quality Schools of Action framework does call for partnerships, community involvement. I know that you have set up an innovative partnership with some nearby colleges that involve college tutors to your middle school students. How is that working and how did it get started?
Initially, when I arrived, we had one partnership. And it was so sad they didn't have a name there. It just had a number. So I called the number to see. And it was the number to a funeral home. And it was somewhat depressing. So I immediately hung up the telephone and, you know, just sought some help from our local agencies. For example, we now have Spelman College. We have Clark Atlanta. We have an outstanding partnership with Georgia Tech. And they continue to provide outstanding service with their students. We have a partnership with Coca-Cola, and we're very proud with the relationship with Coca-Cola and IDRA, where our students go to an elementary school to provide services for their students as well.
Now, Dr. Brown, there's a lot of talk across the country implying that poor students can't learn or that schools can't teach students who are poor. What do you say to that?
First of all, I say very simplistically that they're wrong. As you know, when you first arrived here, IDRA and Coca-Cola didn't have a partnership or relationship with us together because we weren't always on the same playing field. And you also know that our children were not learning at the rate in which they should. But I don't think that was because of the children, of course. I think it was because of, you know, pure leadership. When we sat down and initially when Dr. Scott was there, and I'm just reading his mind, and he was saying, what have we gotten ourselves into? What's wrong with this school? And then I didn't know much about the Coca-Cola Youth Program at the time. However, I continued to read about it. And once I read about it and its true intentions of actually making sure that children remain in school and focusing on those students that are quote unquote high risk, and all of our students are high risk in this particular area. And once we sat down and we talked about all of the many structures, we decided this can work. And it has shown that, you know, we've increased our levels academically, and we've increased our participation in the Coca-Cola Valley Youth Program.
Dr. Brown, can you talk a little about the school system indicators? Because certainly I have seen where you are now involving more of the community and parents, and how students are beginning to be more engaged in school, how your teachers are changing their instruction, and how you are aligning the curriculum. So can you talk about your school system indicators here at Kennedy Middle School?
One of our outstanding indicators that we've always wanted to work on, and we knew that we needed some assistance, is the parental involvement and community engagement. I don't think a school can be successful without the involvement of parents, and that's one of the indicators as it relates to Coca-Cola Valley Youth Program. With the community engagement, we didn't have a community that actually came out, and now we continuously invite them in, and it's almost like a no-harms bear where they are truly welcome to come in at any point. You don't have to make an appointment. Just, we want you to just come in and just to see, because the school is really a microcosm of its community. And to be involved in day-to-day engagements with the community. With the student engagement piece, which we bring about incentives to ensure that they have a bar to reach and make sure it's ongoing, not just in the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, but also at the end. Teacher quality comes into play with our true framework of understanding. When I tell teachers all the time, it's not about what you know, it's about what the students don't know. And I know you've gone to college, but I want to know what they don't know, so you shouldn't be the one doing all the talking. And so we focus on the framework. And the curriculum and quality and access is basically to have access to that quality education and make sure it's available to them. But it can't be available to them if people are not giving and providing a quality education for the students.
Now, IDRA has been working with Kennedy Middle School to implement the Coca-Cola Valley Youth Program. So regarding the program here at Kennedy, what has struck you about this program and what it's done for your students? And you can allude to the holding power that Kennedy Middle School has tried to put in place in terms of outcome indicators.
Of course, one of the holding powers is to keep children in school. And we've seen that what it does as it relates to focusing on students coming to school consistently, maintaining good attendance, and maintaining grade point averages throughout, not just because they want to be a part, because it's the right thing to do. But the Coca-Cola Valley Youth Program continues to focus on issues such as that and provide student success, you know, in preparing them, you know, for college and throughout. And it's one of my, I guess it's going to be one of my dreams if we have a Coca-Cola Valley Youth Program in one of our high schools to actually follow up with those children. I just learned the other day that we had an individual that was in the program on last year that was an eighth grader and did an awesome job. However, he's not doing as well now as he's in a high school setting. So there definitely needs to be an accountability be measured there. But most of all, you know, we want to focus on student success. And one way is to measure that success is to graduate on time within 4 years and to enter college.
Now, Dr. Brown, I also know that you had a visitor from the Department of Georgia coming in to visit your campus. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what she said and what she observed as she walked the halls at Kennedy Middle School?
We were very proud to have the Georgia State Superintendent, Ms. Kathy Cox, come into our building. And as she walked around, she found that it was very conducive. It was very enlightening, the framework that was being implemented, and also just an understanding of how children were learning at such at a higher rate. So she was very, very pleased about that.
Dr. Brown, is there anything else that you would like to share with us regarding Kennedy Middle School and the transformation that has happened during your 4 years as tenure here at Kennedy Middle School?
I would just say that it was truly a mammoth task. But it wasn't just with me. It's about surrounding yourself with outstanding people and making sure you get the right people on the bus and the wrong people off the bus. I'd also like to say thank you to IDRA and Coca-Cola Valley Youth Program for saying that we will stay here with you and stick with you, and not just because it wasn't working initially and to give up on the program, because I think if we had given up on the program, we would have given up on children. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you for listening to IDRA Class Notes. For more information on IDRA and other Class Notes topics, go to www.idra.org. You can also send us your thoughts by email to podcast@idra.org.